My first tip has to do with using the handy QR code feature. I can't remember how long ago LinkedIn added it, but it was one of those things where everyone said, oh, that is awesome. Why didn't this come sooner?
Welcome to the Making Sales Social podcast, featuring the top voices in sales, marketing, and business. Join Bryn Tillman, Stan Robinson Jr., and me, Bob Woods, as we each bring you the best tips and strategies our guests are teaching their clients so you can leverage them for your own virtual and social selling. Enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Making Sales Social. How you doing, Stan?
Doing excellent, Bryn. I love that introduction. The music gets me excited every time.
I know. I love it too. It's so much fun. I'm really excited to talk today about probably the most basic LinkedIn topic, but also one of the most powerful, both for salespeople, executives, career people, period, which is networking. When we're talking about advanced networking strategies today with LinkedIn. And, you know, I'll just start by, you know, networking is as old as conversation, right? There's been networking since the beginning of time. I actually saw a very interesting animal documentary on how animals actually network and engage. So, the primates anyway, which I thought was really interesting, you know, that they go out and they meet other people and then they do projects together and hunt for ants together or whatever, right? Like, it's interesting. So that said, right? So it's part innately in DNA, not just of us, but other primates as well. So moving on from that, there's networking in person that has always been a thing, right? You meet people at business card exchanges and trade shows and conferences. And there's online networking, which LinkedIn is known for, but even Facebook, you're networking with people, especially if you're part of groups. Like, digital networking is now as much or even more prominent than in-person networking. And then there's the networking where you can bring the two together. And that's where I want to start today, Stan, with your first tip.
Yep. So my first tip has to do with using the handy QR code feature. I can't remember how long ago LinkedIn added it, but it was one of those things where everyone said, oh, that is awesome. Why didn't this come sooner? So it is funny because we were, you know, 10 minutes ago, we were talking about artificial intelligence and all that kind of thing. Now we're talking about networking, which, as you said, Bryn, has been going on since, you know, there were two people around forever.
Right. I guess so, Adam and Eve networked.
Yeah, exactly. And yep, so I won't go down that one. But yes. And so with the QR code, I know for me, I'm using it at in-person networking events.
All the time.
And lots of people have the LinkedIn app on their phone. And so I'm in the habit of pulling the phone out and saying, hey, do you have the LinkedIn app on your phone? And the answer is usually yes. And let's pull it out. And I tell them, okay, go to at the bottom, go to my network on your phone.
Or it's
in two places.
Well, so some people have my network and some people have it in the news spot. I no longer have it in my network.
Where do you have it?
So mine has moved in the last 2 weeks to my search bar only. So, because I introduced this at a meeting and I'm like, I know this inside and out and I can't find it. And then I found it.
Aha. So mine is in both now. So that means it may disappear from my network eventually.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it.
Good deal. So good to know. And what I like to do is I like to pull it up and then let the person I'm talking to show them how to press scan QR code, because I want them to scan my QR code so my profile comes up on their phone and then they can invite me to connect, because I know that I will remember to accept their invitation. And they don't have to write me a message because we're standing right in front of each other. See, if I invite them to connect, who knows when they will next go back onto LinkedIn and accept my invitation. So I'd rather be in control.
I love that. And then, you know, you said you don't have to send you a message, but I'm going to take a really good guess that you send a welcome message once they connect. So talk a little bit about that.
Yes. So once they do connect, I like to send a welcome message. One of the most brilliant things I've heard, and there've been a lot of nuggets that you've dropped, Bryn, but one is when you connect with someone, send a message that, number one, welcomes them for connecting, but number two, it serves as a reminder to you of when and where you met them. Even if you come back to them 18 months later,
right?
You can just look at your message and say, ah, okay, that's where we met, and you can pick up the conversation from there. So with the welcome message, the other handy feature on iPhone, I'm not sure if
it's on Android, all Android.
Okay, super. Is a form of text expander, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
So in your settings under general on the iPhone I'm talking about, there's a place for keyboard, and you can set up short codes that you can use to type into LinkedIn messages, and whatever short code you choose, you just type in the letters, like mine is, I think, asterisk, THX, INV for thanks for the invitation.
Wow, that's long. Mine is equals I.
Equals I. I love it. That's why I love these calls. So have a standard message. All I have to do is fill in the name and send it.
So yeah, I love this. So it's short code on the iPhone. Again, that's general keyboard text replacement is what it's called. It's text expander. You paste whatever you've typed, or you could type there, and you add your equals I or whatever that is. Now, my equals I, before every event, I update it. So I will say, it was great meeting you at the West Orange Chamber of Commerce Mayor's Breakfast. I'm looking forward to continuing our conversation. Bryn, now I send that. So when I'm talking, whatever it is, it still feels personal. I'm looking forward to continuing the conversation. Now, if there's something specific, I'll type that in, but mostly we can now hit. So I love that they're scanning your QR code. So right now, I think it's in both places, but if you go to the search bar on the right-hand side, you're going to see a little tiny QR code. Mm-hmm. When you open it up, you will see a tab that has the QR code and a tab that has scan. If you hit scan, you have to allow your phone to use its camera on this app once you do that. And by the way, you become like the number one takeaway for all of these people at these events, right? They're like, oh, if nothing else, so like, I can't believe I just learned that. So
yeah,
that's really fun in and of itself. So now we're connecting with all these folks. The key is responding back. So, you know, you had said something really smart, Stan. You said a lot of smart things, but that, you know, they're connecting with you and you're sending this message so that you remember in 18 months. But the other thing it does when you send that message is you're now in their inbox as an unread message. So that's going to also encourage, and they're in your inbox. So now that's going to help to encourage and remind you of whom you just connected with and to respond. So fantastic. So that's the in-person networking. And when you're in-person networking, I'm looking for collaborative networking partners. If a prospect happens to show up, that's great, but that's typically not my purpose. So now let's say I've met these great networking partners. Where do we take it from there? You want to play with that or should I keep going?
Why don't you keep going? You're on a roll.
All right. Yeah. My little roll. So now we've connected with these networking partners. We've built rapport. And now I want to say, you know, Stan, it was great meeting you at the West Orange Chamber of Commerce Mayor's Breakfast. You know, I'd love to explore how we may be able to bring value to one another. So my follow-up, I'm looking forward to following up on the call. I'm going to now say my next message, Stan, again, great to meet you. Per our conversation, I'm looking forward to, you know, collaborating, finding some things in common. Please let me know your preferred way of scheduling. If it happens to be via calendar link, here's mine. So now I'm making it easy, and I'm asking two things, right? I'm asking, number one, how do you like to schedule? So if you hate calendar links, you can tell me. And by the way, many times they send me their calendar link, which is really great, but they don't want to do the work. I'm happy to do it. We're giving them, it's kind of sort of like a, it's not quite permission-based. We talk a lot about permission-based prospecting, but we're respecting the way they like to do business, right? And so sometimes they schedule and sometimes they'll say, how's Wednesday afternoon? It all depends on their comfort level in scheduling. So that's all really, really fun, I think. I think it's awesome. So I'm taking a look right now live on LinkedIn. We have 63 people on. Welcome. We're excited to have you here. And we have six people on YouTube. If you guys want to share or ask questions on networking, please feel free to use the chat feature. We do have some chats here. Let's see. I'm going to just take a look quickly. We have, hi, Andrew. Nice to see you. It's been a little while. Thanks for being here. We have Pam. Yes. Welcome message that includes how and when we met. Perfect. Do you have written instructions for these short codes? So the short code, Pam, let us know if you have, drop me a message. Bryn@socialsaleslink.com. Let me know if you have an Android or an iPhone and I will get you those instructions. But if it's an iPhone, it's really so simple. You go to your little gray silver settings, general keyboard text replacement, and you'll see it there. And then we have, hello, Justin. Great to see you. And so we'd love to hear how you're networking on LinkedIn. There's other ways to network. So one of the things I want to talk about, Stan, and you can build on this, is networking through your clients. So you go, okay, well, I want to prospect through my clients. I want to meet other prospects that my clients know, but I also want to know who else does my, what vendors are my clients using that sell to people like my client? So those are perfect networking and referral partners. So if you are in banking, you want to know their CPA, you might want to know their realtor, you might want to know their insurance person. So what we want to do is go out and ask our clients. So, you know, who can I ask, who's your CPA? Do you like him? He's great. I love him. Fantastic. I'm building my network of CPAs for both networking and referring them to clients if they should need it. Are you open to an introduction or to provide me their information? And I can reach out and start connecting with the other trusted advisors of my clients. Now we have an initial conversation around sharing a client. So we both have the same client. There is a huge chance they're going to take your call because they don't want to get back to the client that you ignored them. So now you have this conversation, you build rapport. And by the way, you can, you can at that point feel comfortable referring them because you have a client that loves them. And they can feel comfortable referring you because they have a client that loves you, right? So now you've got this really good synergy and they go, you have this conversation. If there's a good chemistry there, they are now on your list to refer out. And there could be the opportunity to get referrals in. Once you've begun this relationship, the referral queen drops huge bombs on referrals and getting soft intros. Thanks, Justin. I love it. It's one of my favorite things. So now we can, once we've built that rapport, we can now back and forth. We can search each other's connections and make some strategic referrals for each other. So it goes from networking your clients, vendors, building relationship with those vendors, and then making introductions both ways. Now, when I make an introduction to a vendor, so I'm talking to Stan and says, you know what, I am looking for a new CPA. So I'll say, you know, Stan, I've got a few CPAs that my clients really love. What I'd like to do is introduce you to them. You can interview them to see which one best fits you. And so you can make a good decision that's based, you know, for you. But all three of them have come very highly recommended from my other clients. Great. The one thing I'll say, Stan, if you don't mind, when I make this introduction, just don't mention that I made other introductions because that could get a little awkward. But I really like to make three so that you can decide based on what works best for you. Okay, great. So now I've made these introductions. It's up to them to close the business, right? I've made the introductions and now I'm going ahead and creating sort of deposits, right? Like I'm helping them and I'm hyper-focused. So for example, which is kind of fun, Jamie Shanks, a good friend of ours, launched a company called Get Leverage, which is VA outsourcing. And I refer him all the time. It comes up all the time. He actually said, I'm his biggest referral partner for doing this. That's great. But in my head, yeah, and it's fine. He'll refer me when the time is right. I'm not worried. But in my head, I'm always thinking if I'm not a match or if someone, who can I refer them to? I'm hyper thinking about who am I getting in front of. Now, why is Jamie great? Because we work with lots of people that need VA support. So we're working with those entrepreneurs as well as the big companies, but the entrepreneurs need support and they do a great job. So it's easy. Find the low hanging fruit, the vendors, the type of vendors that you can refer and start and make sure you're referring, right? And don't always look at it as getting the referral back. Sometimes it's paying it forward. So, you know, sometimes you're not always going to get it back from the same person, but keep that in mind and bring that value to all of the conversations. I'm a little bit of like squirrel because I just thought of something that I used to do all the time. And you can do this on LinkedIn or in person. I've never done it on LinkedIn. So I'm about to say it out loud for the very first time ever. And we'll decide if we like it or not later. But in person, I had a networking buddy, my girlfriend, Debbie, and I knew exactly what Debbie did, and Debbie knew exactly what I did. And we'd go to an in-person networking meeting together, and my goal was to find someone in that meeting to introduce her to. And her goal was to find people to introduce me to. So it would be two or three people, but what would happen is when she'd say, oh, you got to meet Bryn Tillman, or I'm like, you got to meet Debbie Hancock. They were, you know, they're like, oh, great. So, you know, we would make these introductions for each other. And because it was an introduction, they're like, so tell me, what do you do? They want to know because someone connected you. So on LinkedIn, try this with a vendor, with a buddy, and see if you can, you know, ultimately reach out and make some valuable introductions for one night. Yeah, this is good. Talk about this a little bit.
Wow.
Reputation.
This is, and a lot of times it's so much easier for someone else to refer you and talk about what a great job you've done. Because if you were trying to do it, it would be awkward in so many ways and would sound so self-promotional.
Yeah,
exactly. But if someone like Debbie says, you need to meet Brent. Great, comes from a third party. It's more credible and it just works so much better.
Yeah. And we can do this on LinkedIn. Find your networking buddy, go through each other's connections. So I guess we have done this on LinkedIn. I just haven't phrased it in the same way. But go through each other's connections and find 15, 20 people, 30 people. And over the next couple of months, every few days, make a couple of introductions for one another. And you'll start to get some really good conversations. One other side thing, and I love this concept. If you have a free event that's coming up, and we try to do these as much as possible. I mean, this is a free event, right? You're on, whether you're here live or you're in a podcast, it's a free event. But if you've got a free webinar or whatever it might be, it's really simple to reach out to your network and say, I have this free event. I'd love to invite you. And I happen to notice you're connected to a few other people that I think would get value from it. Can I run these names by you? Right? Would you be open to sending them an invitation to a free event? And now they're invite. This is a win-win for everybody, as long as it's a great event, make it a great event. They invite you, they invite their network to experience you. And now it's on you to, to bring value and earn the right to get the conversation. Mm-hmm. But this is all kind of the really powerful ways to leverage LinkedIn to network, ultimately through clients, through networking partners and beyond.
Yep. And one of the things you mentioned, Bryn, was delivering value. And we're always looking for ways to deliver value. When we touch someone, it shouldn't be a, are you ready to buy yet call, or, just checking in call. But if you can refer them or make an introduction, that mm-hmm. is one of the highest forms of value you can provide.
Yes.
And one of the least self-serving, because you're providing them an introduction, a potential referral, which of course, they're delighted to receive.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So always ask your networking partners, who are you looking to meet, right? So that you know, don't make us an assumption and who they want to meet. And take good notes. Remember your networking partners. Remember their kids' names and their dog, right? All those things matter for sure when you're building those relationships. Here's the thing, go out and find someone, maybe someone that's referred business before, maybe it's a vendor from one of your clients, but find someone who wants to play this game with you a little bit, right? You can export your connections and email that to them, or they can search your connections. It's simple to do. And really, if you can start to think about these relationships where you can make some mutual introductions, your networking is going to be the most productive business development strategy that you've got.
Now, Bryn, I have a question now.
Okay.
In terms of remembering people and remembering you're in a networking event, you're talking to a lot of people. Are there tools that you use to kind of remember, John has three children, Ted over here is a patent attorney, whatever the case may be.
So I'm going to say something that I don't necessarily advise, but everything I do is in Sales Navigator. So all my notes on people are in my Sales Navigator notes. Now, why I don't advise that necessarily, unless it's synced to your CRM, is if you cancel your Sales Navigator account, you will lose all of those notes. So I have a friend, and this is amazing. I mean, this is back, she's been doing this since BlackBerry days. But I have a friend that creates the content, the contact on her phone that, and now I assume it syncs, but like, I remember her scrolling through a BlackBerry thing to find it. She's like, I know I met you. And so she creates the contact on her phone and all her notes are in there because she will have that forever. So I don't do that, although I probably should consider doing it. I really use Sales Navigator as my mini CRM.
Good deal.
How about you?
Thank you. I'm still working on actually digitizing that process. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons why I asked. Because
It's, I would say if someone were to ask me just generally, do it in your contacts. You own those contacts. But she would, I truly remember her with her her BlackBerry running into someone. I was with her at a networking meeting. She's like, I know we met. He goes, I don't think so. She's like, nope, we met. And she could pull it up on her phone and she knew exactly where they met. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's a lot of fun. I'd love to hear, we've got so many folks on right now. I'd love to hear if you want in chat, how are you networking? If you have any questions around networking with LinkedIn, but all I could tell you is it's incredibly powerful. It's about building rapport and relationships. And you know, it's purposeful. I think LinkedIn needs to be purposeful. It could be a big like rabbit hole for sure. It could be a scary rabbit hole for sure if you're not purposeful. So you want to make sure you've got a plan, that you've got content. And it's funny, I'm about to say this. So hello, Susan Bell. Wait, I'm going to pull you up here. So good advice to keep in the contacts on your phone. I lost a lot of my Navigator notes when they stopped supporting the version and moved us to another one. That's a big one. Now, Susan is part of Vertical IQ, which is an incredible content curation platform for industry trends and all kinds of fabulous things. That's also a wonderful way to start conversations with networking partners. I've got this industry report. You can start with a summary and say, I have the whole report if you're interested. So, ultimately, you can start conversations with these people if you don't have a free event around sharing an industry trends report, right? And then you could get them on a one-on-one call based on that content. And so one of the things that Vertical IQ does wonderfully is they summarize the content. So you can start a conversation around a summary, and then you can get on a call to go through the full report. So another way to really network with someone. I love meet and greets as well, Andrew, for sure. And Tyler, can you cover how to integrate a Sales Navigator into a CRM for a drip campaign? So Tyler, the first thing is you need to have 10 Sales Navigator seats in order to integrate into Salesforce, Microsoft Dynamics. HubSpot is fully integrated now. So it's not, it's something that your IT department really has to work on, and there's code that gets exchanged between the CRM and your Sales Navigator instance. However, our way to kind of convert is a couple of things. So we have 4 people that scanned LinkedIn Library today. That's the QR code that's above. If you're listening on podcast, just go to socialsaleslink.com/library. And this is a ton of free content for your email. And then you're opting into a drip campaign. So there are a lot of things that you could do, downloads to content where you can capture, and all we ask is for your name and your email, but you are literally buying that content with your contact information. So calls to action on the bottom of content and posts. So you can drive people to self-select into your CRM. The other thing is Sales Navigator Advanced and Advanced Plus has a feature called Smart Links. And with Smart Links, you've got this hub of content and you can see who's engaging and how long they've been there. And in that, you can have an opt-in link somewhere. So love that. And Susan says hi. Yeah, really good stuff. So we are just coming up to the end of today's program on advanced LinkedIn strategies, which really stand, these are just strategies for networking and implementing the brilliance of LinkedIn into it.
Yep. And combining offline and online.
That's right.
So that's.
Well, as always, I have so much fun hanging out with you. I really enjoyed today. And this was a great group today. We still have 51 people live. If you're listening on podcast, you can come back and watch it on live. We've got it everywhere, YouTube and lots of places. If you want to see the visual, we're happy to have you there. And as we close out today in advanced LinkedIn networking strategies, what I'd love to say is go back and to your LinkedIn connections and find the person or people and just give this a try with one person. Have some fun with it, give it a try. And then once you've mastered it with one person, it's so easy to start to implement this into your business development strategies or career seeking strategies or whatever you're networking for. So Stan, thanks for joining. I appreciate having you. And for everyone else, when you are out and about, don't forget to make your sales
social.
We did it. Bye, guys.
Don't miss an episode. Visit socialsaleslink.com/podcast. Leave a review down below. Tell us what you think, what you learned, and what you want to hear from us next. Register for free resources at LinkedInLibrary.com. You can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play. Visit our website, socialsaleslink.com, for more information.